Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Tell somebody right now, the best is yet to come. Now, there will be opposition. Always has been opposition. But yet, in the midst of opposition, the best that God has for his people and his church is coming. Amen. Tell someone right now, your water is about to become wine. So I want to speak to you to some degree in a prophetic realm and release some things, because as in Ezra and Nehemiah, they built as the prophets prophesied. As they prophesied, they prospered. And it's so important that we take hold of the prophetic word that we may prosper in the things of God. Amen? So in Luke chapter 5, beginning at verse number 1, I want to give you five things that are essential to your advancement, for your going forward and increasing in the things of God and moving towards the fulfillment of destiny. So let's start in the story in Luke chapter 5, verse 1 through 4. Jesus talking to Peter. He said, "It came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught." Let me pause there for a moment. He said, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a drought. First of all, I want to challenge you, many of us that are still in the shallows of our faith. I want to challenge you to purpose in your mind and in your heart, you're going to launch out into the deep. In other words, I'm going into deeper waters. Peter was commanded to launch out into the deep, or to get out of the shallows of his faith. Number one, if you're writing down, write it down. The level of your faith is going to increase. As you obey the command to launch out into the deep, the level of your faith is going to increase. Now let's pick up again at verse number 5. And Simon answering said unto him, "Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net." Okay, I will let down the net. It's interesting. We have toiled all night and have taken nothing. At this juncture in your life, God, now I'm not talking about something that you just do legalistically and make up your mind in your own strength that you're going to do. No, a grace is coming to you. Amen. And God's going to eliminate what used to be excuses. Amen. Come on, I'm telling you, get ready. God's going to turn some water to wine. Amen. It's not going to be what you do. It's going to be what he does. Amen. You just position yourself. Peter had the excuse, "Lord, we fished all night and caught nothing." But at that juncture, supernaturally, Peter said, "Nevertheless, at thy word." Come on, we're getting ready for some neverthelesses. At thy word, we're going to launch out. He could have said, listen, I'm the fisherman, you're the preacher. I've been at this all my life. I know when they're biting and when they ain't biting. And we've been out there all night and ain't caught nothing. But something happened as he listened to the word of God. See, as you hear, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. There's going to be some stuff you do that you wouldn't ordinarily do. But it's going to be based upon the word of God that you heard, and you're going to get out the shallows, and you're going to launch out into the deep. See, the only thing that's been blocking many people is fear of failure. But tell somebody, at this juncture, no more excuses. Say it again. Tell somebody else, no more excuses. No more excuses for you just getting your feet wet. Yeah, you toiled all night. But there's another grace coming to you. So his statement determined there will be no more excuses. But now, God's going to take you even further because he said, launch out into the deep and let down your nets. But Peter said, I'll let down a net. Again, no more excuses. People are downsizing in everything because of a global economy. But I'd rather beg a little different on things because God has another economy. And I understand that of the increase of his government and his peace, there's going to be no end. I like that word increase. Amen. It didn't say decrease. It said increase. The increase of his government. Amen. And his peace, there'll be no end. While everybody is running and hiding and decreasing and downsizing, God says it's not time for that. I want you to not just let out a net, but let out the nets. Because in God, there is no shortage. There is no lack. Amen. There is no spirit of poverty in God. God has more than enough. He's all sufficient. And he's saying, I need people, I need a remnant that's not afraid to launch out into the deep and continue to trust me because I'm God and I change not. Amen. I'm the Alpha and the Omega. I'm the beginning and the end. I'm the author and the finisher of your faith. And it's time to launch out. It's not time to put it in idle. It's not time to park the car. It's not time to be afraid. It's time to rise up and be one that is counted. Peter said, at thy word, we will launch out. And we know the story. A great multitude of fish, to where that limited faith of one net, the net broke. And both ships begin to sink. Amen. They needed help to get the catch in. Amen. So the first thing, your level of faith not only must, it's going to increase. Amen. God may use methods that are not comfortable. Amen. Amen. Let's be for real. Amen. There are those today that are the enemies of the cross of Christ. All they want is ease. All they feel like is ease. But there are methods and ways. It's like an eagle with her eaglets. When they get big enough and they start eating too many of the worms, the mother eagle knows it's time for them to fly. So what have they done? They put all kind of jagged objects in the nest, and as they grow, they start pulling out the cotton, all the soft stuff. Amen. So that it's not comfortable in the nest. Amen. Amen. You know, when God is moving you to another level, simply because you've become comfortable, there's nothing wrong with comfort. Simply because you become comfortable at a certain level understand something. When God's moving you to another level, oftentimes you're going to experience discomfort. Because he's dealing with your comfort level. He's not mad at you. The devil's not got victory over you. God is just moving you out of that to another place, a higher place, often an upgrade, an increase. So you're going to have to increase. You can't stay at that same level and experience a higher level. You got to learn some new things. Amen. You got to die some more to yourself. You got to overcome some more fears. You got to slay some more giants. You got to enter into some realms that you don't may not like for a while. But God's moving you to a higher place. You have to understand this. Peter, launch out. Lord, we've been there all night. But at that word, something changes. Guess what? The fish were there at night. They were just hiding. Can you see them talking to each other? Yeah, that's Peter's hook. But we ain't supposed to let him get us tonight. The Lord said, wait till tomorrow. See, they always catch us at night. But the Lord wanted them to catch us in the daytime. Amen. Something that's going to rock his comfort zone and his knowledge about how things work. Amen. God will purpose to do that. Why? To get you outside of yourself. Because self is limited. Tell somebody your level of faith is going to increase. Get ready for it. Number two, your current capacity for faith is going to increase. God getting ready to break some nets. I said, God's getting ready to break some nets. Show you that your thinking has been too small. Amen. Too limited. Too bound by this world's viewpoint and opinions. Amen. When God says, I'm still on the throne. I change not. Amen. There's no shortage in God. Period. Amen. I mean, he'll bless you in time of a famine. Yes, he will. He'll provide for you when there seems like there is no provision. Amen. Come on. How many believe in the same God that I believe in? Hasn't he always come through for you? Amen. The giver of life is still giving. Amen. Your current capacity of faith must increase. Your nets will break, and the ship that you have put so much faith in is about to sink. And the reason being, God is saying increase. He's not out to destroy you. He's saying increase. I need you to increase your capacity for me. I'm getting you ready for what I'm going to tell you about your water turning to wine.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Hello, my name is Barry Alsobrook, CEO of Taken TV, which is the Active Kingdom Entertainment Network. We are a faith-based network on 7 different streaming platforms. Join us daily on TakenTV.Lightcast.com.
Every day I wake up and I meet the same old fight.